So pleased to welcome Philip Chong from Quincy Asian Resources to chat about how Quarry is dealing with the current pandemic here in Quincy and ways that they may be able to help you or you could help them. So Mr. Chong, really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. If I can ask you personally, first of all, before we get into the logistics, how are you coping with yourself, your staff, and your family?
It is a very, very interesting time in the way that we all got stuck at home and coping to live, work, and socialize only at home. So it is definitely challenging. Personally, very fortunate. We have the resources. Family is doing fine. But the community and clients that we serve, a lot of people got hit really, really hard. And so we've been helping them since.
That's great. What exactly are their current needs? What are the priorities right now that you're helping them with?
Yes. So our office is actually closed since the 16th. We have been monitoring the situation since the late January. As you remember, when you and I were talking about the Lunar New Year, that was the day before the Lunar New Year on February 2nd, we got a confirmed case in Massachusetts. And so it was quite unsettling. There's a lot of moving parts. And in February, I think we were still not sure. I think, you know, in terms of preparation, we still in the not prepare situation. And then the first 2 weeks in March, we see the situation getting worse. And on the Thursday, March 11, we stopped all the in-person group meetings and activities. And very quickly, on the 13th, the Friday, we decided to close for 1 week. We were hoping that we could reopen on the following week. But as we all know right now, it's April 2nd. We have closed for 3 weeks so far. So when we first closed on the 16th, we moved everything to online, including our family community services, adult education, youth development, and workforce. We have created a dedicated hotline for clients in Quincy and New York to call us if they have questions and need access for food, housing. Filing unemployment is something that we see a huge, huge volume. A lot of our clients got laid off, furlough, or even for their company and organization across getting salary reduction. And today I think we all saw the report for the unemployment claim for 6.6 million. So the volume just hit really, really hard, and it took so much longer time for our clients and helping our clients to go through the process. And many of them, because we have been in such a good economy term for the last 3, 4, 5 years, a lot of them haven't even done that before. So we provide a lot of remote support on the unemployment claim. In the meantime, we also helping folks to look for jobs. As we all know, most of the non-essential businesses are closed. And with the governor new announcement, it's going to close until May 4th. So, but on the other hand, there's a lot of demand for the retail side, for groceries, supermarket, delivery, Amazon. So those are things that for some of our clients that might be interested in helping them to go through the application process. But most of all, our clients, a lot of them, they are afraid to go back to work because of the situation. They worry about being infected or bring the virus back home. So a lot of well-being check that we have done weekly to all our clients, including elders. And the other thing that we are doing is we start the online social activities. The silver lining is this situation allow our team to be truly creative. We move our on the ground Zumba, yoga, parenting class to online right now. And we started 2 weeks ago, and we open for all public, people in Quincy or people outside of Quincy. So our first online Zumba class, we have so many people dancing, you know, with the instructor online. And many of them are elders that they haven't done anything like that using the technology. And this is the time that they really, you know, jump over the barrier and then, you know, using the technology and enable their lives. So those are things that we working very hard, and all the other programs for adult education. We started online last year. So for moving from on the ground to online, it was just truly flipping the switch. For our youth department, we have about 300 to 400 youth from Quincy going through our programs every year, from mentoring, leadership, transition up, and then the volunteers. So with the school closing and then with the uncertainties when they opening, so we continue to do these mentoring programs online, and we see the attendance is strong. We're doing a lot of one-on-one outreach to students that we haven't seen or shown up, making sure that they're being supported, they have the things they need to join us. So those are the things that we have been doing in Quincy. Same thing in New York. So we replicate all the services that we have in New York. And as we know that New York is being hitting really, really bad. So, but we have a very strong team, very committed team, continually working. So it's been very, very busy.
When you say online, is this just right through Corey's website, QuincyAsianResources.org?
Yeah, so when we're talking about online, I think right now everyone is either using Zoom, which is a platform we're using, right, or Google Meet. So we have the online yoga on Zoom. Okay. So people can just go to our website, like what you mentioned, qarima.org, and go to the events. Under events is a free activities. Just click on that. And the yoga is on Friday, every Friday. And then for the Zumba class is every Tuesday. And just click on the link, enter the code that we provided, then you can join. Just get your gear, and then making sure that you have a safe environment, and then you can dance along and join us to meditate and all those type of things. For our ESOL, we're using Google. So the Google online classroom, they can just sign up. They can see their teacher, they can see their classmates, and they can learn from that perspective.
And you mentioned a special 800 number. Are you able to provide that for us?
Yes. So the number we have is 617-472-2200. So if you go to our website, we put the number so big, no one can miss it. So again, it's 617-472-2200. Okay. We welcome individuals to call us. We welcome small business owners to call us if they have questions about how to file the relief applications, the mm-hmm. fund, the relief fund applications that just released last week, and just signed last week, I should say, just signed last week, and then it's going to be open the application tomorrow. So feel free to call us for any support, any information on that.
Okay. Do you feel that the folks in the Asian community, Philip, are getting enough information in their own language about the safety protocols and the social distancing and, you know, all the recommendations from the health officials? Is that adequate?
So I would say for the general population, the situation has been, you know, evolving so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Even for English speaking clients, there's a lot of uncertainties, and you know, don't know which one is which, what information is right. So our job is to making sure that those information are being disseminates to people with the language barrier.
Right.
We are playing that role to making sure those information are being conveyed correctly, timely. It's just ongoing effort.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Is something that you need help with? Is there something that the community can do to help Corey in this particular case?
Yes. So we have been, so as we know each other for almost 3 years, and 2 years ago, we started a partnership with Brooks Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So we, in the last few weeks, we have been working with Brooks Brothers to help ramp up labors and resources to start the mask and gown production in their Haverhill, New York, and North Carolina sites. The goal is to produce 150,000 mask and gown every day.
Wow.
So we need those materials for hospitals, for individuals. So if anyone have access to other resources that can reach out to us, my number, call me directly, please. My number here is 857-719-3595, 857-719-3595. We need a lot of those protective gear for our healthcare providers to battle the spread of the COVID-19. So any help, any even a connection to other manufacturing sites can provide these resources. I'm talking about right now at this moment, from my side, we're looking for 300,000 units of these gears.
Wow.
So, so definitely those are parts that, we need help, in terms of food and, supplies, our community partners like QCAP, Social YMCA, Interfaith, they've been working, tirelessly. It has been so crazy, been so swamped, anything that you guys can help them, that would be great. They've been working very, very hard.
Sure.
To support the client, yeah.
What are you hearing from the, you know, the Asian business community right now, Mr. Chong, here in Quincy? A lot of them are closed, or you know, doing maybe takeout only if they're a restaurant. What is kind of the general reaction there?
Yes, so a lot of restaurants are closed right now, and some of them are open for takeout and delivery. We put together a list for the Asian restaurants that they are currently open for takeout and delivery. You can go to our website again, qarima.org. Again, it's subject to change because this situation being changing so quickly, and some business owners really don't have the resources and funding to continue to support their business. So a lot of them are closed, or they have to furlough or lay off their employees. They have to look into the SBA relief package. So those are the things that we're helping small business, especially for the Asian business. And in terms of the groceries, the Asian grocery is still open.
Right.
And in terms of the traffic, definitely they've seen less food traffic, but in terms of the business, they haven't seen the impact because they still need to buy a lot of stuff. So instead of a whole family of five going to a supermarket, they would send one mm-hmm. and buy a bulk load of stuff.
Right.
So from the grocery side, from the retail grocery side, we see that they definitely, in terms of the business volume, they haven't got hit. But for other businesses, especially for restaurants, definitely is a huge impact.
Sure. I'm sure you're mm-hmm. familiar with the new rental assistance funds that were just approved here in mm-hmm. Quincy. And And you'll be relaying that information, I'm sure, to folks through your organization as well.
Yes, we have the information. We've been working with the city collaboratively, and the city, the mayor office has been very supportive. And we have all the information. We're making sure that our clients have those information. We're making sure that how can we enable them to get access to the resources and funding and support for that.
Curious, do you think, you know, once this pandemic is over, that a lot of the online resources you're offering now may continue?
We think so. Actually, we think so. Personally, I think online is not a real, it's not a bad thing. I think online is really giving our clients another option to choose and have more flexibility in terms of when, how, where they want to access and where they want to learn. So I think it's totally aligned with our mission in terms of, you know, advocating others to give them one more option to choose. In terms of the landscape, what it's going to be like after this situation gone through, I think we will see some huge change, especially for the business side, because we know that some businesses will not be returning after this.
Right.
So those are the, and there will be a lot. Yep. There will be a lot, and there will be a lot of individuals, you know, without job. So we are looking at services and programs to help these individuals to find job even quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And then also how to navigating the new landscape. That's the other conversation our team is talking about is, I think now is it's time to talk about being entrepreneurial for that demographic. So we talk about demographic that have less education, have less privilege, have less resources, but they still have here. That's the thing. That's the beauty of you know, American history is, mm-hmm. if you look back, a lot of successful business owners, or enterprise or corporation, they started by immigrants or refugees from other countries, and they came with nothing, and they started their business at the worst situation in the timeline. So those are things that how can Corey to help these individuals. We have to be the optimistic to push for it. We will continue to align with, you know, our name, our mission is Quincy Asian Resources, and how we advocate these resources to these individuals to keep the hope continue. The hope, not just for them themselves, for their family. So it's very meaningful. Very meaningful. It's crazy. It's a crazy time.
It's unprecedented in our lifetime. And you know, you would previously have, a background in the healthcare industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from that experience, how do you kind of assess what's going on now, and how does that kind of advise, you know, how you're treating the situation now?
They so one of our partners, CellCove,
yes,
Community Health Center. They are using telehealth. I think telehealth is another, you know, piggyback your questions earlier about online.
Yes.
So it's more, you know, a tool, a platform that people willing to use. Even for therapists, we see the increase of a mental therapist section doing either on the telephone or video conferencing. Another partner is Social Health, definitely hitting really hard. They have a shortage of supplies with the gears. So those are the things that we are working to help to see if we can bring more resources, especially they're looking for guns. So so we're working on that to see how we can help support it. The healthcare sector really get hit really hard, and they are the front line. They are the most courageous people that we've seen, and we will do whatever we can to support them.
Sure. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. Anything else that we think we should touch on for folks to know about right now?
How are you doing? How are you doing working from home and doing this I usually see it in person.
Right.
And I feel like we're on CNN right now.
not quite, but you know what? In this particular situation, it's more important to be right here in our local community and let folks know what's going on.
Yeah.
In their back.
I think the last word I want to say here is keep our hope. We will go through this. We will go through this together. We will find solutions. And it will be tough. Definitely, it will be tough. But count on each other and count on us. And anything, any questions, feel free to reach out to me, to our team. Again, my number here, our organization number, the hotline is 617-472-2200. My number here is 857-719-3595. Anytime, any questions, we're just a phone call away.
Okay. And are you active on social media at all, Mr. Trump?
We are. We are very active on that. So we are on WeChat, Facebook. So we also promoting the census.
Right.
We kick up the census on April yesterday.
Yes.
So we've been working very hard. So since we move everything virtually, every week we have the well-being check for all our clients. And one of the things that we also check with them is, have you complete your census? So the census is very, very important. And it's the next 10 years in terms of what type of resources we will be allocated from the federal level. So those are things that we are promoting very, very actively with the team and with the community.
Yeah, I know it's probably not the first thing on people's minds right now, but it is.
I know. Important. I know.
Yeah. And speaking with the Secretary of State's office, actually, he reports that the Quincy returns are low right now.
It's quite honestly, it's very simple. It's, you know, when I saw that, I was like, yes, I can do it. I know it's not really a good timing to do that, but it's very, very easy to do. It's very simple, very straightforward. And we want everyone to do it.
Yes, it has long-lasting impacts. This is a short-term crisis now, but this has mm-hmm. long-lasting effects for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Appreciate your time again. Please reach out to us here at QATVA. If we can help at all to get information out to the community, we're happy to do that for you.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure, and be well.
You too. Be safe.